Executives of broadcast television stations have been promoting the switch from an analog signal to digital. As mandated by Congress, the change comes February 17th and will bring more channels to watch. But if you don't have satellite TV, cable TV, or a new digital-ready TV, you have to buy a converter for your television set. Each household can sign up for two $40 coupons, though most converters cost more than that. And then there's hooking the devices up. Local resident Ron Sweet told an FCC-sponsored forum in Milwaukee yesterday that in some cases you need a converter for both the TV and the VCR.
This is asinine. We're being taken.
Another local resident, Ronnie Prues, says she's tried hooking up a converter box to older televisions and couldn't do so.
I just think we got to follow the money. I mean, we're all going to have to buy a new television, or we're going to have to go to cable.
FCC Commissioner Michael Copps hosted the digital conversion meeting. He acknowledges there are problems and a knowledge gap. He says it's now a local responsibility to make things better.
Communities are going to have to address this to get help to people who really need help. It can be done, but it's going to take a lot of organization. It's going to take people who can do some truck rolls and go out and visit.
Copps also says it's possible that the demand for the converter coupons will exceed the amount of money Congress has budgeted for them. After the forum, Copps said he doesn't expect the FCC to ask Congress or the Obama administration to delay the digital switchover. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.